Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Thursday morning. We just stopped by to say thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy sustaining us as we all slept and slumber on last night. And we come to give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. And we say thank you. Father, we lift up Rita to you right now, Father God. We ask you to penetrate her body right now, drive out that infection out her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That upper respiratory infection, you got to decrease, healing increase in her body right now. We curse it at the root like the fig tree. You curse that fig tree that couldn't grow no more figs. So we curse it right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak life to her body, to her immune system in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to tear down strongholds in the mighty name of Jesus, because you're the great I am that I am. Whatever we need you for, you're right there. And we say thank you for doing it for her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we say thank you, Lord. Lift up Prophet Matthews and his entire family, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover that entire family. Heal and deliver them, Lord God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Mend their broken hearts, the loss of their loved ones, Father God. Cover and keep them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Greater is you that's in him and he that's in the world. You're greater. So strengthen his body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen mom and dad's body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, because if it had not been for mom and dad Matthews, we wouldn't have a prophet. And so we just thank you, Father God, for keeping them all in your keeping care, healing and delivering and setting free men in broken hearts right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. And we say thank you. Lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family to you, Father God. We ask you to heal and deliver and set free in her family, Father God. Do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them in the mighty name of Jesus. We come and tear down strongholds, because this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, in the midst of the storm. We will say hallelujah anyhow. When trouble come our way, we say hallelujah anyhow. Oh, we come to bless your name. We thank you for the Lamb of God. We bless your name for it right now, Father God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we give you all the praise, all the glory. Lift up Mother Allen to you right now, Father God. We ask you to cover and keep her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name for it right now, Father God. Continue to do a new thing in her, through her, and for her, Lord God, and around her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Dr. Wilkes and her entire family, Father God, I lift them all up to you, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest, Father God. Do a new thing in them, Lord God, through them, for them right now, in the name of Jesus. Greater is you than them in the human world, Lord God. You're greater than any situation, sir. You're the great I am. You're the potter, and we're your clay. Continuously mold us, Lord. Continuously to mold us in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We lift up our neighbor's children to you today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch our neighbors with by your Holy Spirit. Drive out everything in our neighborhoods that's not of you, Lord God. Have your way in our neighborhood. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father. And we just say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities and high places. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every runway right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Truck drivers, cover them with the blood. Bus drivers, train conductors, cover them with the blood. Keep your arms around them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. I lift up all those that ride the bikes, Lord God, the scooters. Cover them, Lord God. Keep them in your keeping care, Father God. Keep them from getting in an accident, Lord God, as they ride in the streets, Father God, on the scooters, Lord God, on bikes, Father God. Cover the bikes as well, Father God. The bikers, cover them with the blood. Dispatch their angels all around them, Father God. According to Psalms 91:1, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God abides under the shadow of the Almighty. Cover them right now. Hover and cover over them right now as they ride their bikes and scooters, Father God. Keep them right now, Father God, from all accidents in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Cover all the penitentiaries today, Lord God. Go from cell to cell, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set free, Father. You love us all equally. You hate the sin, but you love us all equally. So stop by the penitentiaries today. Stop by the county jails today. And go from cell to cell right now, God. Touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. Cover the Washington, D.C. with the blood. Cover our new mayor for Chicago with the blood. Order his footsteps, Lord God. Lead and direct him in all truth, Father God. Place the right people in his path, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name for today, Father God. This is a new day. This is a new day, an awesome day, amazing day that you allowed us to see. For a new day, an open forum, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. The first open forum of May, Father God. And we say thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. You able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask to think. So we thank you for a fresh fire anointing on this line this morning. A fresh fire anointing, destroying every yoke, every burden on everyone that's on this line. Drive it out by your Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because we thank you that we all been handpicked by you. And we say thank you. We also thank that we all design originals, no carbon copies. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. We just thank you for this new day you allowed us to see. We thank you, Lord God, for the activity of our limbs, the breath we breathe today. We say thank you. For our eyes was open, we could see. Our ears, we could hear. Our legs, we could walk. Some can't walk this morning. But yet we can walk today. We could talk today. Can hear today. And we say thank you. We lift up all the homeless all over the universe, Father God. We ask you to touch them right now, Father God. We ask you to open up doors for the homeless that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open for the homeless right now. They need a touch from you, God. Touch the hearts of your people that can do more for the homeless in every city throughout the nation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, God. We magnify your name today. We say hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow. In the mighty name of Jesus. So rain your healing power on this line today. Rain right now in the name of Jesus. Rain and deliver and set free in the mind, body, soul, and spirit. Have your way in open form on today. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're healing respiratory problems today. Thank you, Jesus, for the Spirit of Living God going directly there right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Mother Sidney.
Good morning, good morning, Mother Gwen. Good morning, Dr. Wilkes. Amen. Good morning, Dr. Matthew. Amen. We're praying for Minister Brian always. Amen. For a speedy recovery.
Blessings unto you, Mother.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. This is Thursday morning. Amen.
Yes.
The fifth month of this year, I tell you, the number 5, grace, amen, hallelujah, the month of May, that is Mother Sidney month, amen, for God has given all of those that's born in May that grace, amen, hallelujah, we just thank and praise God, amen, this is the day that the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. We welcome you, amen, on the conference line to Block Talk Radio, amen, to hallelujah, to open forum this morning. Glory to God. If you have a question or comment for myself or Prophet Matthew, glory to God, or a praise report, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Oh, glory to God, whatever God have given you, what the Lord have pressed upon your heart to say to the people, amen, just press star 6 on your dial and come right on in to unmute on a Blog Talk Radio. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We thank and praise God for you on Blog Talk Radio side, near and far. Hallelujah, over in Africa, Uruguay, glory to God, in the Mediterranean, red, behind the prison wall, the hospital, glory to God, heart units, hallelujah, the nurses, hallelujah, we say the first responders, hallelujah, glory to God, oh, to the battered women's shelter, to the shelters, amen, to the orphans, glory to God, we bless the Lord for you. And we pray diligently for you, amen, glory to God, that the love of God, that the peace of God, hallelujah, that the favor of God will overtake you, will heal you and deliver you and set you free, amen. We welcome you, amen, all to the conference line on today where you have free access to ask a question of myself, a Prophet Matthew, hallelujah. You got your comments, you have your comment, you have a praise report. You might even want to sing, hallelujah, glory to God. We welcome you, amen, because this is open forum, amen. And just press one on your dial and come right on in, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're making a choice to be glad in it because this is the day that the Lord has made. Glory to God. Amen. You know, this is the fifth month and the fourth day of the month. Amen. And I thought about when I had to go and look at the calendar. I'm like, wait a minute. What day is this? Amen. Date this is. I know it's Thursday. I said, but it's just the third or the fourth. But this is fourth. Amen. Time is passing by. Time is passing by. We in the fifth month. The fifth month. Amen. Glory to God. And have you noticed the weather in your region? I've noticed the weather here in the Midwest. Have you noticed the weather in the region? Glory to God. Many times, you know, we have warmer weather around this first week of May. Glory to God. But we don't know if we're going to get snow or not. Because, what, we have a cold front that came in early part of the week. Amen. Our nighttime, glory to God, is running like 47. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Amen. This week, all this week, we're running 57 and 60 degrees, like 60 degrees. And the sun is shining. And so, the earth, I tell you, the earth atmosphere, glory to God, amen, has been shifted. Amen. Things are happening. Glory to God. Amen. Because what's in the spiritual realm, hallelujah, oh, bless your name, Jesus. What's in the spiritual realm, amen, is manifesting itself in the natural realm now. Glory to God. And as I was listening to Mother Gwen pray, as she was praying fervently, amen, for the leaders, amen, praying for our country. Amen. And, you know, in 1 Timothy, 2 chapter, 1 and 2, it tells us to pray for those in authority. You know, it tells us that to pray for them, amen. It says we have to make a petition for them. We have to pray. We have to intercede. And it says giving thanks, thanking. It says intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people. It says for king and all those in authority, that we may live a peaceable and quiet life in all godliness and holiness. That's the NIV version. And so we are charged to what? Pray for those that have authority over us. We have to pray for our leaders, amen, glory to God, that he will be able to hear the voice of God because he has that authority. Amen. He has that the vision, amen, that God has gave mankind. And so it's so important, glory to God, that we seek, amen, and that we pray earnestly and daily for our leader, for our country, amen. Glory to God. And those, because when we think about praying for leadership and we pray for our leaders over the world, we pray for the president, just think about the president daily day. Just one day, just one day, just one of his days. Amen. Glory to God. And think about the pressure, amen, that's bombarding his mind. Think about the pressure that's bombarding, amen, the executive department, the Congress, and the House of Representatives, whether it is the Congress, and the Senate, all of them make up the Congress. Glory to God. Just think about that. All the pressure that is upon the president, amen, have to make these decisions, international affairs. Oh, glory, mighty the Oshaya God. Hallelujah. So we must pray, amen, because we're living in a rebellious country. Amen. We have so many rulers, amen. We have rulers over this part of the country, amen, within the country. You have all these rulers that's over the state. Amen. You got rulers with over the cities in the states. Glory to God. And I think about how the Bible tells us that we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And we look at the structure of the government. That's principalities too. Amen. But yet, we have to pray because everybody's not saved. Everybody don't have the heart of the people. Amen. Everybody's there for what? Self-gain. For power. For power. Because when power, oh, bless your name, Jesus. When power gets in the hand of the wrong people, it brings a battle on. It brings disgruntle on. It brings taxation on. It brings a yoke and a burden up on the people. So like a yoke is around the neck of the people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we just, that's why the Bible tells us to pray. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authority, against the power of darkness of this world, against principalities. Hallelujah. That's who we war up against. That's who we, our battle is it. Our battle is not with each other, but the battle that we have is with principalities. And God, when we have to ask God to teach our hands to walk, glory to God, we have to ask God for greater discernment for our leaders, amen. Hallelujah. We have to ask God to have give our leaders a compassionate heart, amen, glory to God. We have to ask God to give our leaders wisdom. Solomon asked for wisdom, glory to God. When God asked him, what did he want? Amen. He went before the Lord, and he asked for wisdom. And when he asked for wisdom, that was the greatest thing that he could have asked God for. Because with wisdom, everything else that he needed came with it. It was the richest man. I said, he was the richest man in the world. Glory to God. Amen. He had wisdom beyond his own understanding because it was God. Hallelujah. And so when we seek the Lord for our leaders, let us ask for wisdom for them. Wisdom, God. They need wisdom. Hallelujah. We don't want to pray, amen, you know, that about money. No, that's going to come. When we pray for wisdom, let's do the first thing first. What is it that our leaders really need? Our spiritual leader, our pastors, amen, they need a heart after God. They need to have a heart after God. He said, I give you pastor after my own heart. And so they have to have the heart of God. They have to have the heart of God. When they have the heart of God, they have God mind. Didio Shire, thank you, Father. They have God's spirit. They have his spirit when they have God's heart. And so let us pray, because yet when they're praying for us and when they're making decisions for God's people, when they're making decisions for the world, yes, they're being attacked. Their mind is being attacked. Their mind is being pressed in. Amen. Their mind is, the enemy is trying to oppress them. The enemy is trying to overtake them, glory to God. The enemy is trying to kill them out, glory to God. Because that is his job. It is his job to do that. That's why every morning we have to be fully equipped. Amen. We have to be fully equipped. We have to come fully equipped. Why the Bible tells us man should always pray and not faint. Why it tells us, he said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It availeth much. Amen. And so that's why God charges us, amen, to pray for our leaders. Fervently pray for them. Amen. In this season where we're at right now, the enemy is attacking the body of Christ. Is attacking our leaders. Amen. With sickness. Amen. With frustration. Amen. With oppression and depression. Glory to God. I mean, he's trying to wear the body of Christ out. He's trying to wear the leaders out. Amen. Glory to God. So the enemy, he's not start cutting his game, glory to God. He knows that his time is short, hallelujah, and he's going to take many as he can with him. He's going to try to take you off your post. He's going to try to bring a spirit of distraction. He's going to try to bring a spirit of envy and strife and jealousy. Amen. Glory to God. But we have to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Amen. That's why every day when we wake up, we have to be fully equipped. We have to be fully equipped, saints of God. Amen. Glory to God. And so we have to put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6 tells us that. It says, finally, brethren, glory to God. Ephesians 6 and 10 says, finally, my brother. It says, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might, in the power of whom might, in the power of God's might. Because we don't have no power. We don't have no strength. Our strength is weak. Hallelujah. Then it says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because he goes to and fro this earth. Amen. He's roaming. He's going here. He's going there. He's walking up and down. My Didioshia God, seeking whom he may devour. Glory to God. It tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Amen. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Glory to God. And so rulers of darkness in this world. Amen. The enemy. Hallelujah. God has a plan for your life, but he has a plan for your life too, to God. That's why David, we have to choose you this day whom we serve. That's why David said, Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Haven't you recently, amen, not been feeling well in your body? You feel like you always got, you're tired and feel like you always have like the flu symptoms. Thank you, Father. Like you got the flu symptoms. Like there's something just not right. Amen. If you've been feeling that,
yes, Mother.
Glory to God. God bless you, Prophet. Amen. If you've been feeling that,
stop in the morning.
Hallelujah. It's something happening in the atmosphere. It's a war going on in the atmosphere.
Absolutely, Mother.
Hallelujah. There's a war going on. Hallelujah. If you've been feeling just tired and it seems like you just cannot get your, seems like you're always tired. There's always something going on with around you, within your family, within your community. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's in the atmosphere. Hasakataya. Amen. It's just like an asteroid. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. It's just like an asteroid had hit the earth. Makataya, glory to God. Because see, when an asteroid hits something, when the asteroid bursts into the earth's atmosphere, glory to God, it destroys, amen, it destroys, glory to God, whatever area that it hits, amen, glory to God. It's worse than a bomb, the Hiroshima, thank you, Father, the Hiroshima bomb. It's worse than that. Glory to God. And so when an asteroid coming, breaks into the atmosphere, oh, bless your name. He said that's just a representation of spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And so we have to be on one accord. We have to be in sync with the Spirit of the Lord. Our spirit has to be in tune with God. Amen. So we could be able to hear what the Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. Because God is trying to heighten. And I'm realizing this today. Glory to God. God is trying to heighten up our spiritual awareness. Amen. Our spiritual being. Glory to God. Because he's giving us messages now. Because when God has been giving messages, glory to God, and some of us, oh, bless your name, some of us were able to decode what he would give the prophet. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we would understand it. We didn't have that ear, glory to God. But we're in a battle now. Glory to God. Jesus is soon to come. Hallelujah. And glory to God. And here it is. God is trying to prepare. He said, I want you to be prepared. Amen. At my return, I want you to be prepared. Glory to God. So something, and there's always a warning before destruction. That's why we have to get up out of our sleep. Amen. We can't be lax days ago. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
We can't be partying. Hallelujah. We have to stay up on our watch. Amen. Because something is coming. Something is already here. Oh, glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. That's shaking the earth. Amen. That's shaking the world. Glory to God. And the world don't even understand it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They going forward in power. Hallelujah. In riches. Hallelujah. Just trying to get more power. More power. Amen. Greed.
Yes.
The spirit of greed is up on the earth. Hallelujah. Because here it is. We don't put our hope and trust in the government nor mankind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We put our trust in God. And here it is. When you start always wanting a handout from the government, glory to God, because some things that we get is already ours anyway. Some people have worked for it, hallelujah, glory to God, and they're just receiving, they're just getting back their harvest, glory to God. But yet at the same time, they want to put taxation on what have already been taxed, amen. And so they want to put taxation. Amen. They put taxation up on your harvest that you had that have already been taxed. Amen. What you're about to reap now. And so, okay, we're going to tax this, we're going to tax that, but we'll give them a little bit back. We'll give them this big old increase. Glory to God. See, there's nothing but a smoke screen. I'm not Kataya. Thank you, Father. There's nothing but a smoke screen from the devil. Amen. Glory to God. When they give you this increase, glory to God. But you better look at the economy. Hallelujah. The economy had quadrupled itself. Hallelujah.
Absolutely, Mother.
Itself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because that what you used to get for $5 now is $10. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Yoshia God. Glory to God. And I think about how what the scripture talks about, oh, glory to God, what is that? It talks about a shekel. And you used to quote it all the time. We're talking about a shekel, and this time that you won't be able to buy bread. Oh, Father, what's that scripture?
Yes.
It talks about bread. You know what I'm talking about, prophet.
Yes.
Amen. Yes.
Well, you won't be able to buy and sell.
Yes, you won't be able to buy or sell. And this is the time that we're coming up to. And so God is trying to prepare us. Haven't you been hearing in the media, hallelujah, glory to God, how people are saying they're basically selling survival skill things, glory to God? That's just not a hype. That's just not a thing.
It's not.
It's
absolutely
not. Hallelujah. Don't you see people, they using more organic. Organic, we was raised up on organic. Come on, people.
Right.
We was raised
on
organic food. We was raised up on natural food. And now here it is, they want to use the word organic. And we have already had our gardens. We already had our green garden. We already had our potato garden. We already had our sweet potato and tomato, glory to God, peppers and all of that. We have already had those type of gardens. Regardless of how small your backyard is or whatever, you had your green garden out there. You had your tomato garden out there. Glory to God. You had your pepper garden out there. Hallelujah. You had cucumber garden. You had you a garden. Because that's what we was raised up on. We was raised up on
Absolutely. The
natural things of the earth. Amen. So when you come with organic, hallelujah, that is man is saying organic. The society, amen, glory to God, is geared towards what sells for the consumers. Amen. So business is hyping. That's just for gain. For filthy lucre gain. And the naming, think back, amen, and how you was raised up, amen. And you had all that land, and what your parents do? They plant gardens. They plant those tomatoes, glory to God. They plant those potatoes. You had greens on top of greens. They planted cabbage. You had everything. We had everything that we needed. You had everything that we needed. And so we know what's organic. And some of this stuff that they give us as organic is not organic.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. It's not organic. Even when they say on the can, that's not organic. When you put it in the can, it's not organic anymore.
That's it, Mother.
Everything that is fresh, even when they put the pesticide on it, that's organic, but they put pesticide on it. And that's what they do. They say, well, this ain't had pesticides on it. But we're going to put pesticides on this. So what? So they can raise the price. Thank you, Father.
Yep.
He said that's divide and conquer. He said that's a divide and conquer system. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Amen. And I'm just hearing the Spirit of the Lord say, even in consumers, even in our food, even in our marketplaces, glory to God, they're using divide and conquer, always keeping a division in everything. There's no unity. But when we say peace, peace, there is no peace there. Hallelujah. And so it's certain things, amen, when you say organic and non-organic, that's dividing something. It's the same product, but you're putting pesticide on it. That's all you're doing. It's the same product. And so you want to make the organic price a little higher. And all of a sudden you have to do when you bring your grocery home, glory to God, you just wash it in baking soda.
That's it, Mother.
Hallelujah. Just wash it in baking soda. That's all you do. You don't have baking soda, use vinegar. Homemade remedy. That's what you have to utilize. The natural things. Well, they say it's organic. It's natural for us. But some of us have geared towards, amen. Like you say, thank you, Father. He said, tell them some of us have left our first love. We left our first love. Glory to God. And so God is trying to get our attention and pull us back. Amen. Back to our first love. Back to knowing what is right to do and do that which is right.
Yes,
do that which is right. Have you all seen what they're putting out there on the media and what you're watching? Mm-hmm. Everything is coming so common. It's just common. Two women kissing each other. Oh, my God. Come on now. This is just where we at. Hallelujah. Our grandkids and our great-grandkids, they growing up in this type of society, and we have to teach them. We got to come against that. Amen. Glory to God. They are same-sex bathrooms. They're faced with that. They have to deal with that. And that's what we have to teach our children on a daily basis. That's not right. And you have to fight. You have to fight for your children's right in the school system. because they're putting some crazy stuff in the books to nowadays. You have teachers, some teachers are brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
They're brainwashed. They really don't care about your children.
No, they don't, Mother.
They don't care. They're just there for the dollar. And so that's why God tells us that we have to be wise and we have to get wisdom. We have to ask for wisdom. We have to go back to our first love, glory to God, because this war that we in is not flesh and blood, saints of God.
Yes.
Stop fighting your sisters and brothers. Stop fighting your loved ones. Amen. The enemy is the accuser of man.
Yes, he is.
It's not your sister. It's not your brother. It's not your daughter or your son. But it's the enemy that's working through them. Hallelujah. Time for us to use the word of God, to walk in the word of God, because he's given us power. He's given us authority. He's given us dominion up over the earth. And so you have to rightfully, glory to God, walk in that. Walk in the authority.
Yes.
Don't abuse it. Just walk in it and take dominion. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Take dominion. He's given us a dominion. Take it. Hallelujah.
Take the dominion, Mother.
Glory to God. And speak what's needed in the atmosphere. You could change the atmosphere because you have that power. It says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So if you have the greater one living down on the inside of you, you have dominion. You have power. Amen. You have him with you. He said, lo, I'm with you always. That means that he never leaves us. It seems like he's so far away, but he's not. He's right here. He's right on. Just look inside you. Look inside yourself. Hallelujah. You're born again, believer. Look inside yourself when you want answers. Hallelujah. Because the greater one is on the inside of you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will teach you all things. Glory to God. That's why you got to have the ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. You
That's
got
it,
to
honey.
Have the ear, amen. And most of all, you have to walk in obedience.
That's it.
You have to walk in obedience. Hallelujah. And so those that he have charge over us, our pastors, the leaders, amen, we have to walk in obedience. We might not agree with everything that they say or do, but yet you have to walk in obedience. Amen. Glory to God. And so that's why the Bible tells us to pray for our leaders. Pray for them to have authority over us because their daily lives, glory to God, they have so much pressure. They deal with so many different personalities. And they got to intercede before God. They got the whole congregation bombarding them, want to talk to them. You know, can you pray for me? Can you pray for my friend? Can you pray for my dog? My rent is due. My car note is due. I lost my job. I need some food. I've got a light bill due. My baby needs some shoes. All of these frivolous things that we come and ask our leaders. And God has given you the power to get wealth. God has given you the power and authority to take dominion upon the earth and get what you need. Hallelujah. On a daily basis. If you just have faith as small as a mustard seed, you'll be able to obtain whatever you need in Christ Jesus. But no, we want to put all of our weight and our burden, our problems, amen, up on the leaders instead of casting them, and on your pastor instead of casting them upon the Lord. God knew what he was doing when he made mankind. God knew what he was doing. Amen. The instruction that he's given us to pray for our leaders. Oh, bless your name. I'm the Oshaya. Bless your name, Jesus. So we bless the Lord for you on today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on in, Prophet Matt. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We just bless the
Happy
Lord.
Happy morning to you, Mother, on today. And we bless the Lord for you, and we bless the Lord for what you've shared thus far. And you're in a very good vein on this morning, Mother, as it relates to what we're experiencing in this tumultuous week concerning the world events and concerning the national stages and all that is going on. So many distractions. There's just more and more coming attractions to what we're seeing, unveiling. And it's to the place right now where so many people in the world at this very state in their mind, they'd rather believe the lie than the truth because it's been sold to them so long and given to them so long that it becomes a norm. The new word right now is the new norm. The new norm is when you come, when you fight, you compromise or you go along with the systems of the world and the things of the world. So it becomes the new norm. And the world is doing what they do. And the church world is doing what they think they should do. And we have to walk totally circumspectly the way God has called us to do, called us to be in the position for which God had mandated for us to walk in. And as you were sharing in that scripture, we have to understand truly the principality. You can train a person on prayer, but you need to train a person in understanding who they are in God. And when you know who you are in God, then you have the power to know how to pray against those forces, principalities and power, rulers of darkness. But the flesh and blood is a powerful thing if you don't know the Lord. Because the word of God said we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And our fight is not each other. Our fight is a force that is trying to force us from seeing God and the God in us and who he is. Eternity is not outside looking up at the sky. The dust of the feet of the Lord is what you see as it relates to the cloud. We have to know that he is within us in every part of our life. And as we're in this fourth day in the fifth month of 2023, these days are all part of what was designed years ago, hundreds of years before these times ever came into existence. The timing and the timetable of the spirit or the spirit world. And when you start sharing and talking about the Ancient of Days and you start talking about these ancient spirits and these world leaders and the events that are going on, so many people do not have the understanding of what is here and what is getting ready to transpire among us at this time. So as believers, we have to really get in a place of the Lord. And many who is caught up in the illusion of the world need to really get in a place with God where you have to meditate on him. Word of God, to meditate on the word of God day and night. We have to get in that place with the Lord so he can talk to us and reveal to us what is going on for some of the people of God on today. So open forum, people of God. If you have a question and comment for Evangelist Elma, Cindy, or myself, we're here to take your questions or your comments on today. And we bless the Lord for open forum. The countdown is on. Less than 72 hours for one of the greatest transition of our age, and many of you were living to see it, right before the nose of the people. That's why so much is being revealed at this time in the world. And yet, because there's so many things being revealed, the mind, the cerebellum, the cerebrum, is picking up so much information. And what it's trying to do is trying to download into you the information that is truth over the information that's causing confusion in the counterfeit realm of the spirit. But many people really don't know what to believe. In all of 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022 and 2023, it's all an encrypted, coded system. The Bible is full of encrypted codes that are being broken now and revealed to the people what is here, not what's coming now, because we used to say what's coming is on its way. No, it's here, in existence. Yeah. It's in real time. It's manifesting itself right before your eyes. It's not taking 2 weeks later, 3 days later, 5 days later, 6 years later, 8 years, it's here. We're right in the midst of all that is going on. And you were born for this time. You were made for this time. You were established for this time. You were ordered for this time. And God has called you out. That the blood sacrifice spirit, the ancient children trafficking, nothing new. These are nothing new in the earth realm. Melanated people, Jewish bloodline, the original Jews, amen, the tribe, you know, the crowning, the stone of Judah, all of these things, this is nothing new to us. We've been bewitched. That's why I said, oh, you Galilean, who bewitched you with this Constantine Christianity? Before they had the book of Acts, you were called followers of Christ. You were called believers. All of a sudden, we then bought into this system of the world, and we're being sold even more and more of the system of the world. And we have to break rank. That's why there's a contradictory battle in the land concerning what is here and what is being done and what is exhibit one, exhibit two, exhibit three. This whole entire week from the May 1st all the way to May 6th is all intertwining, interconnecting, all a plan. They gave you corona virus to keep you from getting the corona or the coronation of sovereignty. You understand the power of sovereignty and sovereign. You understand the authority of being free and dominating the earth. All of the plan that the force of Luciferians, ancient Nephilim, when you start talking about that, and secret society all coming together for their coronation. And you're going to watch and view the cataclysmic mountains and hills and valleys and waters and rivers and food all will hit. And as believers, God gave us first privilege to everything, everything we need. That's why the enemy desire to silence the prophet. He desire to silence the prophet. But he has no power to do it. We dominate the frequencies of the world. We dominate the sacred things of God and the secret things of God. We hold those things in us. They know the power that be in a position for which God has given the men and women of God. So there are so many people are distracted. So many individuals are being distracted. Their mental capacity is wavering. Why? Because they've been listening to certain sounds of people. That sound are demonically inclined. So you have to be rewired. And it's a battle coming out of that rewiring system, because you got to think harder now, whereas you were thinking then, and the enemy changed the mindset. The Bible and the Word of God is always the fulfillment. It's the basic instruction before leaving the earth. And under those basic instructions, what was concealed was revealed, and we're to fulfill those things in the earth realm. Amen. The believers have to. But you have to break rank with these principalities and power and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Think about this. Principality. Think about this. Moving from being prince child to king, coronation, sovereignty, principality. We have to destroy the principality, but you can't destroy it. Try to destroy each other with friendly fire. Our allegiance, there it is, should be with God. But many don't even know who God is, because they're serving the God of this world, the deity of these ancient societies. We should have the power and authority as believers. Amen. Anyone have a question or comment for Mother Thelma Cindy or myself? Mother, you're in a great vein on today.
Oh, man.
Hallelujah. You're in a very powerful place. And people just living life normal. It's going along. Well, I'm here. It's another day. We're gonna make it to the next hour, not knowing what's at stake. Just barely surviving.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, trying to survive. Wake up. I'm just surviving. I'm just here. If I can get up and get my morning breakfast, my coffee, my bagel, and just move on through my day. Daily control, far greater than that. Far greater than that. And it's being exposed. Being exposed. And God's hand is mightily over the land and over the people. And then the ones who are brought into this, they recognize and realize what's at stake, and the whole dynamic of things changes. God's hand is on his people on today. And you have to know what you are dealing with as believers and what is transpiring in the mind of the people. Mind control, mind manipulation, mind deception. The enemy is doing everything in his power to try to stop you from getting to that place in the Lord. Amen. That's why we have to stay in that place of the Lord, hide ourselves in him, so we can be who he called for us to be as believers in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mother, you're right in that vein today to release to us. And this whole entire week, I would even say these, I believe I mentioned that early this year, the next 90 days, the next 60 days, we have to brace ourselves. People have to cover their mind, cover their thoughts for what is here. We in a state of an emergency when it comes to an illusion and delusions in the land. It's a state of the emergency for many people. Mother Thelma said, it's a state of an emergency for so many people because of the spirit that is have hit the mind of so many. They're in a state of an emergency. They're fighting for the wrong thing. They're competing for the wrong thing. They're engaging for the wrong thing. And the illusional systems of the world is driving people to mental breakdown, suicide, mental battles within themselves, not knowing who they are and whose they are because of the forces that are connected, pushing people to compromise who they are, their own identity in the land. We are in a 911 when it comes to people who don't know who they are. People who are, they know more of their, they know more of the name of their title than who they are as a human. And then they don't even know the meaning behind their title. You ask most people who call themselves apostles, what is an apostle? It's a sent one. God told me I'm an apostle. Okay, go deeper. Go deeper into that. Tell us what the role, the duty, the responsibility. You telling us what people told you on earth. What is the duty from the supreme presence of the Lord? What is the role? What is the role of the bishopric? The duties and the responsibility. What is the role of the queen, the king? What is the role? What is your role in the kingdom of God? What is your duty in the kingdom of God?
Yeah.
What is your duty in the kingdom of God? What are you here for in the earth realm? Because we have four types of people. One, who come to watch history. Two, to write it. Three, to participate. And then four, to do what? Become history. What are you doing to become history? Because when you become history, then you're rewriting the dynamics of what was given from a falsivity point, from a deceptive standpoint, from a record that was already broken. In the earth realm, you're replacing that which was to bring the truth to which is needed by the people. 7 billion people in the earth and 7.5 billion don't even know. 7 billion plus will be 8 billion. 7 billion and some don't even know which direction to go in. That God is their money. That God is their car. That God is their house. That God is their community. That God is their bank account. And those things hold no weight when you tap into the spirit realm. Because when you tap into the spirit realm, that means you have to transcend one thought to the cerebellum, the cerebium, and go inside and tap into the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Everything is done with the human body. That's why they invest in destroying black people. They invest in destroying the tribe of Judah. They invest in stopping the coronation of your sovereignty in God to be able to rule and reign. You have power greater than you ever imagined, authority greater than you imagined. And some people want the sacrificial things of the world, and they will miss the power for which God has given us. Amen. Dream realm, vision. God is dealing with people, showing you many numbers to understand where you are at in this three-dimensional place in the kingdom of God. The power that be, and the power to reveal, and the power to show the men and women of God. So many people are deceived, I'm telling you. Believers, so many people are deceived. Yeah, are deceived. And some people don't even know they are deceived because for so long they've been part of the norm of what's going on. It's a common thing. Common thing. Yeah, it's a common thing. Amen. All right, those of you who are listening in and following us on today, blog site, conference line, if you have a question for us on today or a comment on today, if you have a Bible question you need understanding on, you have something you need clarity in from the Word of God, understanding in, we are here, Mother Cindy and myself, to try to give you as much information of what's going on. This week is full of many things that are happening leading up to Saturday. You're watching, you're viewing, you're seeing, you're experiencing, you're questioning, you're rethinking, you're in amazement, you're trying to figure it out. This entire four corners of the union, all seven continents of the supreme forces of Lucifer are covering the earth and pulling whatever they can, pulling as many as they can into this abyss thing, trying to do what they can do. And the saints of God, as I told many, are being wore down, as you were saying, Mother. Many people are so wore down right now, they don't even know how to fight because they use all of their forces. They use all of their forces to fight battles that was never supposed to be in fight. Some of the stuff we're fighting. We're fighting. People who have been fighting things that was never, you were not even supposed to be in that fight. And you got wore down, jumping in a fight that you were never supposed to be in. And the enemy pulled you in. He pulled you in. He lured you in. What did that word of the God say? In the book of Daniel 7:25, Satan comes to wear out the saints of the Most High to do what? To change times and seasons and times of time. He'll wear you down. How in the world you didn't jump in a battle over a church issue that had nothing to do with you, and they brought you in, and guess what? You become the corporate. Why? Because you, the person who bring the issue, you bring the two in, and they turn and tell you, you on somebody else's side. You on their side. And now lure you in, and you become the enemy. See, it's certain things you have to go. Certain things don't need no talking. You got to rebuke that. You got to cast that spirit out because the enemy will use them to wear you down and then turn and to move. And to try to deceive you and make you feel guilty. I ain't feeling guilty. The devil is a liar, and you're one with him. You'll be so deceived by people. So, and because so many people are, they don't have an identity, so they run to a form of godliness, lured in to trap. When they get in those traps, Mother Thelma Sidney, and they stuck, who do they come back? Yeah. They bring those spirits back into your atmosphere. They bring those same demonic spirit back because what? Seven more demons jumped on them from that atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Now the body is now Should I study? Should I break down the body again for people to understand what the cerebellum, the cerebrum
yes,
is,
sir.
The yeah. cortex is, all of the organs is in the body. How the organs, all those the organs are defined by the eternity of God. Every part of your organ is connected to eternity. If I told you, if I told every person this week, May 1st all the way to May 6th, well, if you go to Genesis and read each event of the morning and the evening is the first day, the morning and the evening is the second day, morning and evening is the third day, you'll understand the power of what's getting ready to happen all the way to the sixth day. The coronation of man's sovereignty was done already in Genesis chapter 6 when God told him, let us make man in our image. And look at the ancient Nephilim, that ceremony. They used all of the dates. They prepared it. This Gregorian calendar was established by the Catholic Church anyway. They're using dirty money anyway, crooked money anyhow.
Yeah.
All of the things they're doing. To confuse the people. People being drawn away by their own lust, desire. Yeah. It is. All right. That almost fit me.
Amen.
CEO of Amen. Back to the Cross Ministry.
Amen. And you know, Prophet, I was thinking about how things are happening in this time and in this season. And I thought about how when we have all that we need on the inside and we have the Word of God and Ecclesiastic, and when we really look and read God's Word and
mm-hmm.
apply it to our life, in Ecclesiastes 3, when it says to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose up under the heavens. He said, to everything there is a season. And so things
yes.
are done in season. Amen.
Yes.
He said, everything, amen, that's for you. It's for you. Everything's going to happen in your season. So whatever's supposed to happen in a season, it's going to happen for you. Amen. And he talks about in a time to every purpose up under the heaven. So you got the timing, you know, you got your season and you got your purpose. And why it's supposed to happen, we look at, you're talking about the coronation that's coming up this Saturday. Amen. Why is it that a lot of important events happen in the month of May?
Mm-hmm.
For the world, amen. Why is it, you know, when it's international, then we have graduation. You got the coronation.
Pomp and circumstances. Look at that pomp.
Yes, you have all of that. You have the prince who got married in May. He got married this month. And so there's a time and a season for everything. And we have to know when your time and when your season to do what you need to do. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
It is like right now, okay. This is a season where, and it's the time too for me to get, God is have made a way for me to get a wheelchair ramp built for my daughter. And so I've been petitioning the Lord. I said, God, I got to get her a ramp. But she can get her mobile chair. She need a ramp. She need a ramp. And I'm like, God, I don't even know what short. I said, I don't know about what prices or anything. I said, I don't know. And so I just started asking. And then I happened to look on Facebook Marketplace, put that in, you know, in the marketplace. And it was people out there that does those jobs. And so it was just one person. And I had like four different bids. And I'm just like, God, these are just outrageous prices. I said,
mm-hmm.
And I said, God, I said, I need someone you know, I said, that's just going to be fair. I said, because most of, I said, God, these people are giving me the high side.
Yeah.
I said, this is the high side, and some of it's over the high side. Because when you widow, definitely folks will try to take advantage of you. But God, God got my sin.
Yes,
he
showed
me,
mother.
I got you. He said, I got you. And so anyway, I had one bid, you know, $5,200. I'm like, shoot. I said, okay. Another bid, glory to God. They said, okay, about $5,500. And so I had another bid, and one bid didn't come through. And I said, God, then after that last, that first bid that folks said, can't give me a bid. I said, God, he's going to come through. I said, but it's too late for him. And the last bid, you know, the person came up, him and his wife came over. And I knew, I said, when they started talking and we did handshake, and I'm like, Lord, I like their spirit. I said, I really like their spirit, God. I said, I like their spirit. You know, I said, they spirit to me seemed like they love what they do, and
yeah,
they give you a fair price for it, but they're not trying to make money off of you, but they love what they do, and they're going to give you a fair price.
That's it.
And they was the only one that showed me their work. I said, Lord, these folks build decks. And she said, honey, show your work of what you're talking about. Because even the wife said, now, will she be able to access her porch area? Or will, because I was about to ask, will she be able to access her porch area? Or will people be going up a ramp? I said, no, I don't want them walking up the ramp like that. And so anyway, he said, no. He said, she will be able to access the porch area. And he showed me his picture of how it's going to be built. I said, I like that. He said, now, if you want the lattice look, he said, now, that's a little bit more. He said, but if you want, like, the gate look, he said, I could do that. He said, I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. So when he showed me, I'm like, okay, I like that. I said, I like that. And so I blessed the Lord, and he said, basically, he said, Miss Sydney, he said, you want me to beat these people price, don't you? I said, yep. And he was honest. He said, you just want me to beat their price. I said, mm-hmm. I said, but it's something about them. You know, and so he gave the measurements. And I was telling him some of the measurements that the people gave me. They came out to measure. And he looked at me after he measured. He said, ma'am, whoever gave you the measurement, he said, was not the right measurement. I said, wow. I said, okay. Okay. And so anyway, they gave me a bid. And I'm telling you, they already knew when they left. I said, God, they the one. I said, before they even gave me a bid, I already knew they was the one. And see, that's how God operates. Amen. Because it's this season for Mother Sydney to get this wheelchair ramp built. The time was now to be built. And so they were the one. You know how when you know that you know that you know, that's the Spirit of God that's in you, guiding you, directing you to these are the ones.
Absolutely.
Amen. And so basically, I already knew that it was them. Before he even gave me a price, I already knew it was them. But I didn't tell them that. I knew it was them. I said, it's them, God. I like their spirit. I said, I like their spirit. You know, and so when we are able to hear and allow the Spirit of the Lord to move and lead and guide us, we won't go wrong in our lives. There won't be no hesitation. Mankind hesitate. We hesitate. We hesitate when God say move. Just move and walk out on faith. Just move. have no idea where you're going, have no idea what you're doing. Lord, I need direction. It said the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Lord, I need direction. In this hour and time that we're in, we need direction. We need the Spirit of the Lord to lead and to guide us, to instruct us in everything that we do.
Everything, Mother. Everything.
Everything. I tell you, there's a when it says, when Ecclesiastes tells us that about to everything there is a season.
It is.
I see it. I see it. Last year, Mother, cause I couldn't do nothing in that yard. I mean, nothing. I wanted to, but my body said, you can't do it at this moment. You just couldn't do it. My body wouldn't let me do it. But all thanks be to God.
That's it.
I'm able to do what I love doing. I'm able to do it. I'm able to transform. I see the transformation. I'm like, you are coming back to what it used to be. Oh, glory to God. Yes, a storm hit it. Things hit it. Hallelujah. And you just have to say, Lord, help me to be content in this state that I'm in right now. If I would look out at my yard, I'd say, oh, Lord, oh, God. People still said it was nice looking, but it was horrible. It was horrible looking at me because I already knew, I remember the first state that it was in. I remember what I did, what the Lord allowed me to do. Because nothing wasn't growing on that ground. Hallelujah. But when I started to releasing my stress into that ground, when I started releasing, glory to God, all of my worries into the earth, oh God, maybe oh Shia God, that stress release, that's a stress, that was a, that's my stress releaser. When I start doing that, hallelujah, my ashes was making something beautiful, turning my ashes, my hurt, my pain into something beautiful. And I saw the transformation, glory to God, of the work. Then like seed time and harvest, I was planting the seeds out there. I was doing whatever it takes. I would put nourishment in the ground. I would buy whatever I needed that was natural. I was putting it in the earth. I said, because I saw what I wanted. I wanted a beautiful year. I wanted a beautiful landscape. And God gave me the strength to do that. But that was a season. Last year was my season where you couldn't do anything. And so guess what? The element and people and things, glory to God, is going to hit it. It's going to hit it. And you can't do anything about it. Because it was your season where you were going to be able to put anything in. But now God have changed your season. God have changed Mother City season. God allow my grandson to come and do and help and do the laborer's part. Why, I helped him a little bit, but I had my chair out there working side by side, instructing him how to do it. And my great-grandbaby, she even helped me. I told my grandson when he couldn't come, we was out there doing a little bit. Me and the great-grandbaby was doing a little bit until we got a section done. And I told him, I said, look at your section and look at our section. I said, do you see any trash and any excess dirt in our section? He said, no. I said, because we took our time doing that. I said, you got to take your time doing your work. And so I bless the Lord, amen, because it's my season and it's your season.
But you
and
have
so
to
you
understand that
your,
that's powerful.
You walk
that's
in
powerful.
Your season. There's a time for everything. And the purpose of under the heaven. And so you have to know when it's time to move and when it's time to not move, when it's time to speak and when it's time to not speak. Where does God give us what we need? We have to meditate. We have to selah upon it. Apply the word of God to our lives.
There you go.
Amen. And the other day, and if you were the this group that Evangelist Wookman, I think she made the group on Facebook. It's a chat line, and where we're able to put things in this chat, and Prophet Matthew sent something in the chat.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I admonish you all to go out there. It's deep.
Absolutely.
It is deep. It is deep. It's called the PCL, Prophetic Conference Line Leadership Circle.
Yes.
And Prophet Matthew should put something out there. Amen. He put something out there about the Christ oil.
Yes.
I admonish you all to go look at that video. It's deep. But
very
I say
deep,
it's
mother.
Deep. It's very deep. You're not going to get that overnight.
No.
I advise you to get your notebook out. You ain't getting this overnight.
No, you're not
getting it overnight. Mind the Oshaya God. Because you're not going to get it overnight, glory to God, because you're not going to understand it right now. Because, see, when they talked about the brain, the frontal, glory to God, the cerebral, when they talk about all of that and its function, and when they talked about the spine, ooh, thanks of God, go get it. When they talk about Christ oil, the Christ oil, the Abdullah, it tells you about every part of our body, every organ. It puts your mind on a higher plane.
There you go.
Why God made us in his image.
Exactly.
On a higher plane. So when we say everything that you need is within yourself, yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Everything that you need is in, it's within. But see, you have to tap within. And you have to get above. Nick talked about you when we have a lower, when we have these lower back pains. You know, when we hurting and when we are in the lower part of our lives, it talks about that, amen, and how we just deal with the it began with a P, not the pituitary gland, but the pineal. Oh, glory to God!
The pineal gland.
The pineal gland. Yes.
Yes, there you
go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, go get that little bit.
Now. You're going into it.
Yes,
get into
that little bit right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophet. It's divine healing in our body. But
healing
we
yourself.
Have to get out of that level, that lower level. Amen.
There
glory
go.
To God.
Come up.
We have to get out of that lower level of thinking. And mainly when you think about that lower level of thinking, when it's pineal gland, amen, and how it deals with, I'm hearing it's all like self-gratification, really. You're staying there. You're comfortable. Amen. You don't want to go above. You do just enough, and you're satisfied right there. Glory to God. Amen. It's just like you in a house, amen, a house, glory to God, and you have rules and regulation there in the house, but yet you know there is something more greater than this, and your spirit is still striving, and you know how you reach a plateau in something, and you're like, wait a minute, I know it's more,
more
but yeah, you reach a plateau because You got all that you need right where you're at. But once you go outside of the box,
there you go.
Once you go outside of the box, amen, that's when your thinking is able to grow and explore, and your mind is able to expand, hallelujah, because when you think about, when you see this video and it talks about the Christ oil, oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You're going to have another level of thinking.
Yep. Close
amen.
Out that
thinking. Another level of thinking. And it's all about physiology of the body, the physiology of the body. But what's on the inside of us? Because it goes back to understand mankind and who you are. Who you are,
Adam
who you are. Yes,
Adam.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Adam in you. Because
not
when God
the A-D-A-M that it gives you in the scripture, but the A-T-O-N, Adam in you.
Yes, yes, yes.
The
yes,
gene
Adam,
that controls A-T-O-N. Every cell.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we get the whole book of Genesis, Mother. Actually, chapter 1 of the book of Genesis is all this week anyway, all in May. Each day, the morning and the evening were the first day, morning and the evening were the second day, morning and evening were the third day. We in the morning and the evening is the fourth day. If you go to the book of Genesis
mm-hmm.
and you read what's going on this day, on this fourth day, you'll understand. Then tomorrow, the morning and the evening is the fifth day. Read what the fifth day is all about. And then come to the sixth day. Sixth day, then God said, let us make man. Look at all of these ancient
mm-hmm.
religions and all coming together on May
yes.
6th, the 6th, at 6 a.m. in the morning, Eastern time. All that spiritual dimension. What is the 666
yes.
about?
Yes.
666 is about the human body. It's about controlling
yes.
the human
yes.
body, bringing it into control, mm. denying birthing the high-ranking families of the world, in which
mm.
I was sharing with the people in 2020. George Floyd's death, it was all a setup. It was all, both of those in Mason, 32.5, 33 degrees. The body is a powerful tool. It was to prepare.
Yes.
Then later that year, in May 26th, 27, all the way to June of 2022, all seven continents came into alignment. If you looked at the universe outside, the universe, all the universe was in alignment, but people, but
yeah.
they were designed to throw you out of alignment. That's why they fooled
right.
the people. And then into it, and then in June 6th of 2020, when President Trump stood in front of the Episcopal building holding up the Bible, he just told you, if you read the Bible clearly read the Bible and understand what's concealed in the 39 books, and then revealed in the gospel, what we call crystal. That's in your body. It's the crystal. He talked about that. You're the crystal, the Christology, the crystal of God. Then the pneuma of God, the wind. That's why he yelled, I can't breathe. It was a symbol. People bought into
wow.
that. That's why you had millions of people had shirts, I can't breathe. Why? Because they don't
mm-hmm.
want, they can't breathe the spirit realm. You tap into the spirit realm, you'll find the power and the glory. That's why he stood on his head 9 minutes. 9 minutes. Look, the 9 minutes was the nine high-ranking families of the world, letting you know that we're smashing the head of the original people. We want to get to the head from the back, the lower part of the back, the neck area. If we can break your spinal to move the blood from flowing, we can dominate. And it's the power of understanding who you are. They infiltrated the church years ago. The church has been infiltrated. It's been infiltrated with these deceptive people. They're at the lowest level of any spirituality. They're people far greater than where you are at. You're fighting to explain a denomination. They're understanding dimensions in the spirit realm, how to control you. When you tap into the realm of the spirit, you're tapping into the sacred dimensions of the human anatomy. That's why they invest in changing your identity, your children, Look at the books out. Look at the things that they're fighting. Look at what they're doing. Slowly permeating, pulling your children into the blood sacrifice when they don't know who they are. All of this stuff. That's why you got people like the governor of Florida fighting. Look at fighting for the human rights, fighting for the rights of his state and other governors. Now everybody is starting to see what is going on, the fight within, the battle within, the structural system within. Look at these crooked people. They're being exposed. They all are being exposed. And look at how many of them are going to die. After May 6th, you're going to see high-level people leaving. A lot of them already commit suicide, but most people don't even know about it. They don't even know these people commit suicide. That's why the suicidal spirit hit leaders, suicidal thoughts. The enemy will throw a thought in your mind. And you have to be in a place in the Lord. It's far greater than a five-minute prayer. Father, cover me and my children. Get in your car and keep driving. You better tap in. You better tap in so he can show you exactly the dimension you're going to be in and the next level. We got people praying for demon spirits. Well, I'm going to believe God for the supervisor. That supervisor is a demon. They want to promote you. Well, they've been here longer than me. And then they promote them, and then what they do, try to destroy you. You got to understand the power of deception and manipulation and being bewitched. Who bewitched you, O you Galilean? Who bewitched you? Who fooled you into believing that? You believers have $1,500. I mean, we're talking about 400. We're talking about less. We're talking about now 400 years ago. 412 years ago. What was just around the corner, just in life. Even now, in United States government, FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, all of those intelligence, those same things he put in order to destroy and incite events in communities and cities and towns is all designed. Look at the census. The census of 2020, when they found out the statistic of the census in 2020, look at how many black people were destroyed and lost and left here. Then look at 1 million Ukrainians brought right into those communities. Look at the border of what's happening. It's to exterminate the black man. Look at what is in place to put us in jail, to destroy the black family, to eradicate the male. You even just said in the paper, whatever it is, the breath got a gene of a white person. See, look at the basketball teams now. All of the basketball teams. They're mixing the blood. Look at what's going on in the royal family now. Queen Elizabeth and her husband couldn't go any further because they need Meghan Markle blood and Harry blood child, that male child. That's why he came out and started exposing the stuff. He understood what was going on. You're not going to take the blood of my child. His mother told him that 25 years ago, before she was assassinated. See, all of this stuff, see, we're in our glass boxes, in our glass box, trying to just barely make it. We're trying to barely survive. We're trying to barely keep it together. Because they know what? Emotions. Adolf Hitler said he used emotion for the masses, reasoning for the few. When you have to reason, that's a different dimension. Your argumental power. Argue with people, stand and look at them, and speak. You that altering spirit, the power for which we have within us. I mean, you wasted months, weeks, and years, and days, and decades in people, with people, that was never part of your destiny, was never linked to where you're supposed to be at right now. Never was linked. And many people are walking around angry now because they invested in damage and called it destiny. They invested in damage. And then the religious world told you that I'm gonna deliver you from damage and then tell you you need to be delivered from damage. You have to be delivered from yourself. And then when you see who you are, then you will delete the damage that is around you. I'm going to wait and see that damage behave, and damage is destroying you. And now look at where you are at. I look at the people who were in my life 20 years ago, Mother Cindy, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The same people 20 years ago have not went anywhere. 20 years later, even 5 years, even 4 years ago, the illusion and the delusion. And then I could see all of the copycatters, Apostle Simmons, that were copying after me. Illusions and delusions. They have no identity. So you have to know your confidence can't be in their flesh. Your confidence has to be in the very substratum of God in you. We're looking in the sky, talking to the sky. Within you, everything you need is in the inner sanctum of the powerful you. You can transcend in places you wouldn't even imagine. You can call things into existence that never existed in the earth realm. There are things that God is doing now. That's why the Nephilim, Greek word means fallen, are doing what they're doing, because they're trying to keep those secrets from being revealed to you. They keep trying to keep the secrets from you. They're trying to keep the secrets from you. The very secrets that they had, God didn't reveal them to us. Even greater. Greater is he that is in you, the light. You're the light. You're the light. In you is all knowledge, all power, all the light in you. So you have to know who you are. Don't master foolishness. Master the very substratum of who you are. We sit there and study what they done did to you. Oh, they did this. Let me get back. You ain't got to get back to nobody. There's a law in the land. I say, listen to this, Sister Toya. Listen to this, Mother Sydney. What goes around, look, the golden rule, what goes up, believe me, it will come down. Whatever goes up is going to come down. Do unto others as you would they do unto you. 3, what goes around comes around. 4, you reap what you sow. If you sow a seed will come back. They even talked about that, because we got people that won't sow.
Uh-huh.
They're greedy. They won't give, especially the power of the of giving the seed. The seed is a powerful thing. And finally, people forgive, but the streets remember. They remember. These are all principles. There are more people right now investing in trying to get back at other people. And you waste years. And all you have to do is continue to move on, and you will see the track record of what they've done. See, those are real powerful principles. The universe, the physics, the geometrics of life, they all explain that. It explains the divine of God. Nothing is new under the sun. Solomon said that. There's nothing new.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing new under the sun. What you consider new, it ain't new. There's no new under the sun. Everything is here. It's just you coming into the knowledge of the trickery of religion, church, organization. You come into the knowledge of something. is just being revealed now to you because you're growing and you're developing. All of the things they've done to the children in the world. They're investing more in trying to destroy your children now because what they did, most women had to work working now because they destroyed the male. They took the male out of the picture. Take the male out of the home. Get him out of the house. Destroy the male figure. They did that. J. Edgar Hoover was part of that. Truman was a part of that. Eisenhower was part of that. Nixon was a part of that. All of that. It was all part of that. It was the design. Yeah, the design. Understand what you're dealing with and what you're up against to know who you are in the kingdom of God. Knowledge is power. Knowledge, it's a powerful thing. Knowledge is a powerful thing to have. But truth is even more powerful. Because you can have knowledge and still be dumb because you wouldn't know what to do with it. Look at how many people got knowledge and don't know what to do with it. They went to college and can't use what they have.
Man.
We have more owners in the world, but less, but all employed under somebody else's authority and power. Look at all these owners we have. Many people you're supposed to be a corporate executive, CEO, chief executive officer. There was more money, more millionaires were made during coronavirus than it is in the history. More millionaires were made. Millionaires. More millionaires were made during that time. So you mean to tell me during the most horrendous time? Yeah. Because the wealth of the wicked was given to the righteous who want it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you wanted, you could have had. You just didn't understand the power. Everybody was investing in trying to find out Trump. They had people so fooled and interested in Donald Trump taxes. But you can't even pay your taxes, and you cheating on your taxes, and you're using cousins on your taxes, and then you have to pay the IRS. He already told you how you'll never have to pay a single taxes in a tax code. We only know 8. It's 400 and some codes that you can have. Well, you ain't never have to pay taxes ever again. They understand the code. They gave you the few. You want your tax money back in what, 5 days? They don't mind waiting 20 days, 5 months, because patience is a patent. No, wait on things. Look at all the rush hour people. They rushed into debt. Now they're telling people, you didn't need to take the coronavirus. Look at that, all that out there now.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't need to get the shot. Look at all of this stuff. Oh, Danielle, you didn't have to get the shot. Many people are dealing with the electrodes of other people's bodies from it. It ain't a popular thing, but 2024, 5, and 6 will be a determining factor of many things. Many things to come. Hallelujah. All right. One more time. If you got a question and comment for Mother Thelma, Sydney, or myself, for breaking it down to you, breaking down the scriptural, we're walking you through the process. Yeah, we're walking. I was laughing at one time. Administrator Breyer, I had on the line talking to a certain leader, and they said God told them to that they were apostle and they were walking in this authority. And Mother Thelma Sidney, I asked him about Old Testament. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even know a scripture in the New Testament, and they talking about it was in the Old Testament. They couldn't even tell me scripture. Listen to this. They couldn't tell me scriptures in the Bible and where they were at. But they said God told me that the apostle. And this is the truth. I promise you it will. I'm lying to nobody. Ask them simple things about Bible history. Real simple. Easy. Uh-huh. And know. How are you going to lead a people? And you don't know. Ask them about why. Because they just got a little, they understood a little deliverance, and their hands shake. And when their hands start shaking, that was their power. Well, you got to be careful. It ain't Parkinson's. You got to be careful. Just on the pretense. Everybody looking for the signs in the sky and all of the signs in you. Your body is a divine messenger. It'll tell you when your cold is coming, when the flu is coming. Your body will pick up certain symbols around people.
Right.
You ever get around people and then you say, something ain't right, but you go alone, and then when something happens, you say, that was it. Your body told you that. Your body gave you the sign, the symbol. You ever be around somebody that's a liar? And your body said, you get that check up. Your body told you, because your eternity inside of you told you, don't receive that. Don't let that inside of you. Yeah. We're not talking about people who are paranoid, but you got a lot of paranoid people. They just paranoid. They don't know who to trust, but they didn't believe it last so long. The last side they're looking for them. You have to understand that. A Rockefeller, the Rothschild, stand spirit world and the power that be. And the graduate. Understanding who you are and who you are to God. Some scriptures, you know, it's out of the powerful books of the Bible that bring you into understanding the word, 80, the other 14 were taken out so that they can give you the genre, what they want. Many people have to understand the power. Yep, the power that be. And the power. Know who you are in God. In the spirit, Lord God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Apostle Matthews.
Top of the morning, woman of God.
All is well. God bless you, Mother Sydney.
Bless you.
Yes, I just wanted to jump in to say thank you, Mother Sydney, for bringing out what you brought forth this morning, especially about our leaders, and for us to pray for our leaders for wisdom. And I was truly blessed by what you said regarding that, because it's so important that we do, because we understand that our leaders are being led by God, but we know that there's all kinds of traffic that is trying to distract the people of God. So when you pray, when as intercessors and as leaders that sit among under other leaders, we have to be the ones to man the gate, to pray and to close those gaps in the moments where, you know, where our leaders may be tired or when they're weary. You know, we're the ones that need to stand in the gap for them, because they pray for us, but who's praying for them? You know what I mean? And so it's so important that we have to do this on a daily basis, that we cannot put down our guards and not allow the enemy to come in and distract us from doing what we have to do to intercede and to pray for our leaders. And then that will also help you to understand that when you come in on Sunday morning or maybe on a Bible study night or word study night, and while you're praying for your leaders, you may end up hearing something in the spirit the week prior to or during that week, and it may confirm exactly how the word is going to come forth as the man or the woman of God is speaking. And that lets you know that you're in divine connection with your leaders. You have your leader's heart. So I believe it is so important, woman of God, as you expound on that, that we have to pray for our leaders, because there's so much that's going on. As you said, Apostle Matthews, there's so much that's going on in the earth realm, and we cannot afford to have any casualties or anything to take place if we don't cover our leaders. So I just want to thank you, Mother Sydney, for speaking on that this morning. It was a leap in my belly, because it's like, this is so important. We pray for everything else. You know, we pray for, you know, and then sometimes people don't even pray at all. You know, they just come into the service and don't even, you know, just come in just to be coming. But if we come with our minds focused and ready to engage in what God is wanting to do, because Apostle always says we enter in for impartation, but we exit to make impact. If you don't come in with an expectation that God is going to move, you're going to leave out the same way. And so if the leaders are not on the same mind and same wavelength as the leaders are, then there's not going to be an impact. And Apostle, I heard you when you was talking about on Monday night about worship, praise and worship, and I wanted to come in, but I didn't get a chance to because you were talking about praise and worship and how all together we have to be on one mind and one accord when it comes to praise and worship, because that's where God moves. And then when the word comes, you know, it'll be so easy for the man of God or the woman of God to lead, to pray, to preach the word, because the house is already set. But if there's a dryness that's going on, then there's nothing, you know, through praise and worship, if there's a distorted sound, then God can't really move in that mess. And so if the leader has to, or the person that's preaching, has to fight even harder the principalities. But if we get ourselves in the right posture and place and position with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God can do great exploits in and through us throughout the week, so that when we come together on one mind and one accord, God can move in the way that He desires to move, because it's not about us. It's always about Him. So I just want to thank you, Mother Sydney. I want to thank you, Apostle Matthews, for expounding on what you said on Monday and even what you said today, woman of God. God bless.
God bless you.
Yes, bless you. We bless the Lord. Yeah, and it's already defined. Look at the slam dunk competition this year. A white gentleman won it. What was the sign? What was the sign that was sent to the world? It's all designed. Yeah. Look at all of these. And they're investing in the front pages of media paper showing black identity crisis, and then they show white momentum. They invest, and then they show all of the other diabolical things in the earth realm. Yeah, it's all coming, so you keep your eye fixed on worldly events, the White House. God, watch you. Yeah. Got to keep your eyes downloaded in the spirit. Mm-hmm. And God will reveal it to you anyway in the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
You don't be trying to. Do you know that the sound, even the animal kingdom makes sounds to call animals? Do you know you understand your sound and the power for what you have? It lessens the people hear the sound and they follow the sound. Sound is a very important thing. Frequency is important. How could a man sit on TV and give you the news, and it's a lie, and you follow it because you follow his sound. He persuaded you with his sound. And when you understand the power for which you have through the frequency, you understand the power which you have over a principality. Because when you tap into that realm, you override the falsity of what they say to bring you into understanding the power of God. You won't be a passive person. You understand the power of who you are in the kingdom. Kingdom. They don't teach the kingdom of God. They teach you to follow the king. That's why you follow Prince Charles to become king. That's why you see the Pope, the Pompa. They call him the Pompa. That's where you get the word, the song Pompa, pomping circumstances from. Billions follow that. Now you have, it's all coming out about them now. All of the stuff that they do and done. Attigan City. What's going on? The symbol. Thank you, woman God. Anyone else today? Hallelujah. Time is now. Time is now. What the countdown is on for the people to understand what is about to transpire and what is about coming to existence. Yep. Amen. Hallelujah. The power to know. The authority to know. It is very, very powerful what's going on in the land. All right, we're going to take a commercial. And we'll
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer, time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreyou.org or email us at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.
Join Prophet Lerone Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Lerone Matthews on Facebook and Lerone Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
Prophet Lerone Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet Lerone Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
All right, bless the people of God, we're back. And we're thanking God for this powerful day and all that the Lord is doing for his people in this time and season of the breakthrough, the power of the breakout. So much is happening in this next 48 hours. Amen. And we have to be in that place of intercession and prayer and staying in that place of the Lord. He is doing things far greater than we imagine. Don't be distracted. Don't be shaken by what you're seeing. Spirit world is more than you imagine. You have to know your God. The word in the Lord that they that know their God would do great exploits. You have to know who God is to you, not by way of what you've been taught, but by way of relationship with him. I have to have that relationship with him. It's important that you have that relationship with him. As Mother said, information that we share with many of the people to really understand what is at hand, what is at stake. What is at hand and what is at stake now in the world and what's going on right now. We have to understand the power that be. It's a cost to be in that position. Yeah, it's a cost to be in those places that you're in and to do what you do. It's a cost to that type of power in place. Yeah. Yep, you got to have the power. You have to be able to know what we're up against and what's down. Hope the people that are praying for Jamie Foxx, put them in your prayer. He needs it. Yeah, he definitely needs the prayers of the people. Yeah. Keep them in your prayer. You have to pray for all the men and women of God. Keep them in your prayer.
Man.
Great things are happening. Yeah. Great things are happening. The crossroad is here. Some of you. There's a specific wind. Specific wind of things going on. Yeah, it's a specific thing that God is having done. Yep, a specific thing. Yep, it's all in the making. That's why the confusion is in the land. When you see what was going on, You see the authority and the power for what God has given us to be able to be in position and be in place. On to that. Hold your seat. Hold your feet. Yes. Stay in that place of the Lord. That is doing something powerful. Yep. We have to know what's at stake now and what's being released to the people and what's been given to the people of God and what God is saying to his people. And when you understand that, you understand all that is at hand. God is revealing himself to the people. He's revealing himself to his people. And you don't want to miss what God is revealing to his people. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss it. A powerful task. Yeah. The sovereign of God. Amen. Who will rule the sovereign realm? Who will rule the sovereignty? Yeah. Crowning of the sovereign. Insignia. Royalty, exceeding of the sovereignty. See? I mean, people must know what God is saying and doing. And when you know that, you're in a powerful place, in a powerful position. And that's why, Mother Sydney, you're saying pray for the leaders. Because what you're getting ready to see is a man stepping into a leadership. And think about this. He's been crowned the sovereign and the sovereignty. Amen. The sovereignty. Amen. Of the sovereignty. Think about that. Look at them ancient spirits in the land. And the power of us and the authority for which God has given his people to rule and reign over in the spirit world. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. And know your position and know your authority and to know your history. Know your history. Those who study power of history. Amen. What the scripture says, and it tells us as it relates to his word. Amen. And you have to read carefully in the word so that the revealing power of God can let you know what's been concealed in the 39 books of the Old Testament to bring you into understanding the gospel, which is called Christology, and to bring you into understanding the book of Acts, to understand the pneumatology of God, the paraclete, the spirit world, his power for us and us into us. Did you walk into that place? Don't be distracted, saints. Stay in the forefront of what God is doing. Yeah. Stay in the forefront of what the Lord is doing. Yeah. Stay in the forefront. You have to be in the forefront. As I said about the sound, the spirit world, power of God, the human anatomy, the revealing presence of all of the things the Lord is doing for us, in us, and through us, to bring us into the knowledge of him so that you will understand the power that be and what the intent of these ancient spirits are about. Yeah, the ancient spirits are about. Thank you for the word today, Mother. Very powerful word that you shared. Once again, we're in that vein together. And good when you're stepping into that realm of the spirit and you're releasing this type of knowledge. All right, anyone else got any questions about this week? Any questions that you'd like to ask us? Amen. What's about to be done? Now, some of you can go over what I've been sharing in since 2015 from social media to up to now, where things have increased over the last 7 to 8 months and last four years of detail. We've been really detailed about events and detailed about the specific timetable of things happening around us. So you're right in the climate of it, or the climax of what's happening, on the eve of what's going on. That's why you're watching the temperature in the land. You see, you're watching the precipitation of the land is unstable. The weather forecast is unstable. Let me put it like this. Whatever the wind, the weatherman speaks of, it's out of order. Whatever you see, it's out of place. Everything is out of place right now. Yeah. The sovereignty of the power which those ancient spirits house. See, what you have to understand about demons, that's the chapter number 6, when the angel slept with the daughter of men, God shut up the realm where they can come down and be able to do what they did as it relates to sleeping with women, because they're now in the spirit world. So what these demons do now, they need human sacrifice. They need human soul that they can enter into. That's why what they do in terms of their blood sacrifice, their ritual, they have to follow the rituals. And once they complete the rituals, they're drafted into that covenant with them. And then they're given power to rule and reign, because actually what's ruling them are what we consider reptilian presence, or the Nephilim. So they enter into, if you ever see the faces of the people, the how they respond, from these places, and they dominate it. Once they have made their covenant, they can't go back. If they try to come back, then they're destroyed, because they have the secrets. They've been given the secrets. That's why you have to be careful of that, because some people get to the place where it's called no return. You can't cross the divine nature of your body. It'll be a place called no return. And then those who have engaged in certain powers, when they come to the realization of what they're doing or they've done, they try to come back, but they already took the blood sacrifice. So what they do is, in return of the blood sacrifice, their children is at stake, their firstborn child, and usually it's the male. So you look at all of these great people who wanted the fame. It was a sacrifice. That's why you see things happening to well-off leaders and their children. And then you have some who would not even bring their children into that. They would not offer them up. It's a place. They've been doing that for, this is not nothing new in the centuries. So, and if you really want to go deeper and to really understand how important, or the timing we were in, or the time we in, and this is for some of the people, the time that we're in, to really know what happened in 1604, even in a translation of the word of God. That's why Westminster Abbey, Charles will be crowned at the Westminster Abbey. Now listen to this, the iconic church. Now, if you listen to this, if you go, you can Google this. Google this information. It's available to you to understand what this is all about. The first coronation of Westminster was in 1066. Look at that, 1066. Happened in 1953 for Queen Elizabeth. The power that be, the authority of what is happening and transpiring in the land. Yeah, you got to understand, the iconic line of church has 39 coronation. 39. Look at that. See? Old Testament, 39. So you have to understand what is befalling people, nations, world. Yeah. All of the events that are happening there. Yeah. The power of the people. Hallelujah. Brace yourself. Tell yourself the mind, the power that be. Some people say that it doesn't mean nothing to them. You don't understand. I understand. You just don't understand right now. My co-host, myself, and Mother Thelma Sidney, thanking God for you.
Amen.
They're going to be riding the Diamond Jubilee truck. Carriage. Diamond Jubilee. Will be crowned, two different crowns. One will be taken off.
Amen.
During the ceremonial. Amen. He will sit in the ancient chair that they made. King Edward, dating back to the 13th century. Amen. People must understand. He will put on the imperial state crown. He will wear that. Transition. Yeah. Transition. Look at somebody say the transition. He will maneuver. You have to know what's at stake. It is, people got. So this week, you have to really pray for our leaders, because at the highest peak, the highest level of leaders are being attacked, challenged, battleground, and the list goes on. They didn't know that God would do great exploits. You have to know the Lord for yourself. Yes.
Amen.
You know him for yourself. You know the power for which you're carrying as a believer in this dispensation of time. Sound, sound, sound. And this is a very important thing. And very powerful. And they're going to have a public celebration all around the world, all seven continents, all around the world. That's where the people have to understand what is at stake. Amen.
Father Matthew.
Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am, woman of God.
I'm back on the line again. I just had a question, and you probably already explained it already, but how would the coordination that's going on tomorrow going to affect the believers?
Saturday.
Saturday, excuse me.
Which will be Saturday.
Sorry, Saturday.
Yeah, sure.
Got my date. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. How is that going to affect us as believers? Because I understand what the coordination is about based off of what I've seen. Well, it's probably a lot different than pageants, but just, you know, like the way that the United States, you know, or how some colleges do pageants and stuff, and they have their coordination, I guess, presenting the new queen or king that is coming up, you know, within the college realm. But as far as this, I understand that he just explained about when Queen Elizabeth, when she came into place, but now, you know, he's coming into place, the son is coming into place. So how is that going to affect us in the world?
Amen. Well, he's been crowned the sovereignty. Now listen to this. He's been crowned the sovereignty king. So that means he's been given the supreme power over the earth. Queen Elizabeth is the only woman when she was queen to have what we call airspace. She doesn't need a passport. She doesn't need access. All she had to do is present, and she can go anywhere in the world. And even when she flies, there's no war in any continent that can happen. She has supreme. Sovereignty means supreme power and authority. And so Nephilim, he has supreme power and authority in the dark world, in the ancient demonic world. So that means his highest level, he has supreme jurisdiction, supremacy, dominion, power. He have ascendancy power over all of these realms, all seven continents. So he can do whatever he wants. And whenever he want to do it under his authority and power. You see what his brother did? Was messing with the girls and doing all that crazy stuff. And it was covered. He had territorial authority. Queen Elizabeth ruled the Caribbean Seas. Now, and think about the Caribbean Seas. When I was traveling in Mexico and I was on a cruise, there was a Caribbean Sea. If you go to a certain level, if you leave the United States, there's a certain place, and that's why sometimes they travel in the dark. When you get to a certain place, the waters automatically change. It goes from dark black water to blue water, if you ever see it. It changed. The water even changes. If you stand and watch the water even changes. Even the very water changes. If you understand the Bermuda Triangle, how you go from the dark to the light. That's why you have so many people, the Bermuda Triangle, so many people were lost. This is what people have to understand. He's been crowned the sovereignty and the sovereign king. All of those ancient gods and deities from around the earth will merge into this place. All the secrets of the fallen angels are now released into him. When his father died on April the 9th, 2021, at age 99, if you flip it over, what do you get? You get 6 for the date. You get 666 for his age. And 1066 was the first coronation done. Now, listen to this. When you study the human anatomy and how the fallen angels found and explained how things are done, that means he becomes sovereign ruler over all seven continents of the world. She ruled the church at England. That's why the president stood in front of the Episcopal building, that's the Episcopal church, and opened the Bible to let the world know it's being fulfilled. The Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. He dominates the world money. The British pound is probably one of the most a money system, the most powerful there is, except over in the continent of Africa, which is not Africa. It was the name was changed by Afghanistan by the king, the emperor of Afghanistan, and he named it after his daughter, and he named her Africa. And so you, the sovereign power and the authority of these spirits are letting them, it's defined as supreme authority, the intel of the hierarchy, the external, the autonomy of a state, the sovereignty of the person. That's the power that he has and the authority that he has. And all of those ruling worlds, popes, presidents, prime minister, she rules the seven mountains. Think about that. She ruled all of that. And the power that she had, the elegancy, that lady that they have that, she doesn't even have that type of authority. But him sitting on the throne, him taking over that place of sovereignty, because he's been crowned supreme authority and power. He's been crowned the supreme sovereign leader or king of the world. See what I'm saying? Jesus is the only one that he is the all in all of all things. So what you're seeing is you're seeing the entire climate of the seven continents coming under the ruling. And this is the first coronation in the 21st century. So it's you're watching history unveil itself. And before all of these things happen, listen to this. 1611, between 1604 and 1611, they started the translation of the New King James Bible when it became official in 1611. Now, 1711, 1811, 1911, and 2011, what do you have? 400 years. So between 2011 and 2023, you have 12 years. So in the 12-year period, under Obama and his diabolical 8 years, all of the things were in preparation that he would use as a decoy. Look what he did over with Hillary Clinton over in Libya, who was getting ready to dealing with world leaders to begin to transform the continent there, went in and did what they did. Look at the 12 years. And those are the original Jews over in Libya, the original people. What did they do? They went in there and cite events. Look at what they're doing in all the black mayors. Every black mayor that's a mayor of a city right now, what did they do? The world, the government incite events from the high-ranking families of the world. Look at what you got in Chicago, all of the shootings, all of that. They incite those events. They create those events. They created those events. That's why, because they don't want you to understand your sovereignty, the power of who you are as a supreme people, as a chosen people. And that's why they lock you in to not knowing who you are. Look at what they do. They invest in using homosexuality, perversion. They use our people for that movement. They pollute us. They hide us. They go in the medical system of the world, and they look at your little boys and your little girls, and that's why they pervert our children, our black children. That's why they do what they put in our community. That's why they destroy the black male. That's why they destroy his image. That's why they take him out of the home. That's why they fool the women. They manipulate them. They to believe in that they are the supreme. See? Look at the movie they gave you 2 years ago. What did they give you? What they gave you? They gave you Woman King and put all the black women in there. See what they did? You see how they deviate the power of the woman to destroy the black woman. And look what that you'll see that'll be a short-lived. Look at even Prince Harry and Meghan. They try to keep themselves from coming to the coronation because he already knows. See, and look at all of those. Look at all of the world, the supreme, the sovereignty of God. That's an embarrassment. That's an indictment against the kingdom of God and even the Lord. It's an indictment against us. It's an indictment. It's a major indictment. And look at the European continent. You want me to take you a little deeper? If you even look at who's all going to be attending this event, the attendance of who's all coming to the event. Yeah. What's being involved and what's at stake and who will be there? Who will be there at this event? Who will be invited? The Westminster Abbey. Go study what the Westminster Abbey is all about. You'll understand the power and what goes on there. The London Iconic Church have seen 39, coronations. We reached the pivotal point. 39 books of the Old Testament. You to understand each event will be taking place May 6th, the sixth day, at 6 a.m. Eastern time, all in that round. Yeah. The coronation abbey was in 1066. You see what I'm saying? How everything was aligned. Their job, 6 feet apart. 6 feet distance, 6 feet away. That's what they told you. They told you that under coronavirus. Dr. Fauci, stay 6 feet away, 6 feet apart, 6 feet distance. And everybody, all the people were doing that in front of stores, and they didn't even know. And they're looking up and saying, we waiting for the sign of the 666. You were already 6 feet apart. You already 6 feet distance. You already were 6 feet away. You were already 6 feet. And who were the main people that followed this? Blacks, the original people that was under control. Who were the ones that were fighting it? White people. And we would say, oh, well, see, they won't wear the mask, but we'll wear a mask. Because you don't have no power. Your leadership, they gave you your leadership. You follow their leadership. You do whatever they tell you to do. Look at what happened. January 6th. Chaos in the United States Congress. House of Representatives. Look at what all incited events. Look at these sixes of events. Yeah. The power that be. So, what is at stake? At stake is the positioning of the earth, of secret societies all coming together for this sovereignty, to rule the sovereign of things, the sovereignty power, to have the power and the authority. That sovereignty, it covers the supreme power and authority. It shows you. Those ancient spirits said, we have supreme power and authority over you all. That's what they did. Here it is. Churches were still open. And they would try to tell the church what to do. And we don't even have pastors that understand the Constitution. They don't even understand their right under the Constitution. The sovereign power you have, because they don't. They understand that. And they don't even understand. The fathers, a preacher can tell you, is a three-point message. They can't even tell you how government is ran. They don't even tell you how the authority that they have. They can't even tell you the power that they have in the spirit realm. They can't even tell you what thus says the Lord. They can tell you the hermeneutics, eisegesis, exegesis. That's the father that can tell you and give you a little Greek, some Hebrew, and some history. And then the rest, it's charisma, it's singing, it's sound, and it's making you feel good. And the first white man coming to your church, he can sit right in your pulpit and tell you what to do. The first politician can walk in your church and tell you exactly what to do, and you'll submit to him. And the people will clap. And another anointed man of God who will come in, he has to sit in the front row. Isn't it interesting? Control, like Mother Sidney said. Organization instead of organism. Understanding who you are. Understanding your power. And scared of no ghost. Truthfully, I'm not. I'm not moved by those things. You have to understand your power and authority in the kingdom. Your dominion. Your jurisdiction. Look at Genesis. Chapter 1, he said, man will have dominion over what? The fish of the sea, the fowls of the air. He who rules the air rules the earth. You have the power. It goes further to understand you're self-governed, independent of all of this stuff. So that's what you're watching. That's why you see the battle and the fight in the religious world. That's why you're watching the actual unraveling of what's going on, because God is raising up what should be in place. We're not losing ground. We're being fooled by spirit, the spirit world. So what he's saying here is in the spirit world, they're engaging their power from the fallen angels. That's what it is. And many of the people, they're just going along normal. It's normal because they control the mind. Most of the church people, the ones who took the shot, and I'm not, there's no indictment against anybody that did that. Because you see what's going on with Moderna now and Pfizer and the other one, what's happening and what has transpired. It's coming out. But let me tell you something else, woman of God. This happened in the 50s with the syphilis that they gave the Tuskegee experiment.
Mm-hmm.
It's always an experiment. We haven't even learned from the experiment. 18,000 cows were destroyed. What did that mean? Meat industry. Look what's going on. Before that, look at the major packing companies, that all these food companies. That's why you see a Walmart shutting down thousands of stores. If you go Google all of these corporations, they're closing their doors. Look at what's happening in the world. Look at all of these CEOs who have committed suicide. Some of them didn't commit suicide. They were killed. Because they know. They didn't go over to Trump estate because of what he had in terms of information. The man had all kinds of information on Hillary Clinton, Obama, and the list goes on of all of these leaders. He got a list. He had that. They went after his list. That's what they did. They weren't going after no documents. They still ain't found nothing. The power that be, it looks good on the outside. Now, look what they did to Biden. If you go back and look at the track record, if you look at the track record of the Democratic Party, you have to tell black leaders you should be ashamed of yourself. Black leaders, it's a disgrace. Biden's track record of what he did to blacks, he was on the Judiciary Committee, even his own statement. Yeah, that's why he's up there. He's now Nephilim down. He don't do nothing up there. They got a clone that comes out someday. Someday he'll come out with his right mind. If he come out with his right mind, thank God, if you got a good day. That's why they heavily guard him. So they have to tell them, they have to look at them. Why is it, look, wrong page. Even with the little earpiece they give him, he's still off. I mean, he's not even in his own mind. So look at the nation. So if he's at the highest power with that, look at all the people who are in leadership. Look at what's going on. And no one will fight it. Why? Because those ancient spirits need that power and control. So all week long, all the way to the sixth day, it is what it is. Isn't it what Jesus said? Is it what it says in the sixth hour of the day? He gave up the goat. See how they do it? Supreme power. So we want supreme power. To understand the spiritual realm, spiritual dimension, to understand how things are done. Look up Jesuit order. Look up the Jesuit order. See, study, look up who had the Gregorian calendar and go down to that. It's a lot to study, but guess what? It's great to know.
Hey, God bless you, Prophet.
Yeah, to be able to move. God bless you, man of God. Come on and join us this morning.
Can I say a little something?
Sure you can. Come on in.
But bless the Most High, all the people of the Most High. The 6 feet apart need to know. We shared a lot of this on Facebook trying to help people understand, and we were called conspiracy theorists. But 666, 6 feet apart, is actually a witchcraft ritual. And when they have their rituals, they'll draw a circle with the pentagram or the upside-down star. They'll put candles on each point, and they mask their face, they wear their garb, and they walk around and they chant 6 feet apart. And what they actually did was cause us, or the people, to participate in a witchcraft ritual. And of course, we break the powers of that spiritual element that was leashed upon us unawares. But that's the reason why I did not wear the mask. And I did not go to Walmart, any store that was requiring the mask. I did not participate in that particular store. The other thing about the mask represents shutting your mouth and becoming subservient or slave. It literally means you are our slave. You have no voice, and we control the air that you breathe. It's an element of great control. So the people need to realize, and I work in chemicals. I have to be fit tested with a self-contained breathing apparatus, which is a gas mask, which blocks out deadly chemicals. The virus, the so-called virus, was never isolated in the laboratory. We'll leave that alone. That's another subject. But it's so small, the particulates of the virus is so small that unless you had a self-contained breathing apparatus and you were fit tested to make sure that it was sealed properly, anything you put over your face did you 0% of good. As a matter of fact, it was negative. It did harm because it caused you to breathe in bacterium that you were pushing out with the moist exhalation of breath. So the people need to, first of all, just be educated. And you have to know that, like you were talking about the Constitution, you have to defy ungodly edicts. Again, a mandate has no power until you participate in it. And that's why they could not do certain things to certain people that would not participate in the mandate of masking. You said something earlier about Gaddafi and Clinton and Obama. I call him the gay Kenyan, and that might offend some black people because he looked like you all. He looked like us, but he ain't. He dropped more bombs on nations than George Bush did. More drone strikes on women and children than Bush did. Obama was a continuation of Bush, you all. He looked black, but think about it. He did nothing for black. Gaddafi was taken out because Gaddafi was going to do something very, very beautiful for Africa. They were going to start
yes.
selling in oil with gold or gold-backed currency, meaning it would not be fiat, meaning they were going to take away the power of the U.S. Federal Reserve. And the bankers got upset, and they wanted to control this power of the fiat currency, and they took him out. And today we see what's called the BRICS nations, Britain, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They are coming together with a currency that is going to help the dollar crash. And,
yeah.
and this time around, the Federal Reserve don't have the power. It's been bought into the Treasury by, guess who you all, Donald John Trump. The one you all were believed or made to believe was a racist that did more for black colleges, more for black people than any president ever elected or selected, if you will. Because we have been
brainwashed
and use our emotions so much against us. The British crown, and one more thing, you were talking about the British crown and this preposterous king being crowned.
One of the sisters
asked, how does it affect us? Well, your birth certificate is a document that is traded on the stock market. It is a commodity. You are a commodity. You are a slave still, even though we're free. We need to do research. We need to study, pray, read the Bible, and research what's going on in the world. The British Crown, the Bank of London, is getting money from our birth certificates. The Vatican gets money from the IRS. The IRS is an unconstitutional organization that was brought in. And you need to do a little research on that as well. But the Vatican, its hands, we say that we won the war against Britain and we were free from Britain, but Britain got back in there through the Bank of London.
Yes, sir.
And we are working. Part of your tax dollars go to the Bank of London, to the British Crown. We are working for them. Think about the percentage of taxes that they take out of your Marvin Gaye. Sang that song, money we make it before we see it. You take it all, make me want to holler, throw up both my hands. And it's because he realized, and many realized, that the system is truly rigged. And you have individuals that are trying.
Absolutely.
Like it was one president that tried to get us away from the bankers, the Federal Reserve, which is not any part of America. It is the bankers controlling the world. Lincoln tried to do it and get us back to the currency of America backed by gold. He was killed. Kennedy
yep.
tried to get us away from the finances that is fiat, has no value whatsoever, and get us back on the gold standard. He was killed. One other president brought the Federal Reserve into the Treasury and was in the process of bringing us to the gold-backed currency again, and that was Donald John Trump. Donald John Trump ain't my savior, y'all. Ain't no man my savior but Yahusha. But the Bible also says, give honor to whom honor is due, and recognize, we need to recognize who is actually working for us and stop letting people rile us up and use our emotions where we can't think and reason and study and see what's right in front of us. They still control our finances.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they keep sending the money over to
Ukraine.
It's for the war. It's laundering. They're sending
yep.
monies over there. It's going through their system of human trafficking, sex trafficking,
there you go.
And other things. And then it's coming back into the hands of liberal politicians. Check this out, y'all, and also what they call rhinos. That's Republican in name only. You have a group, you have the Uniparty, you have a group of Democrats, Republicans working together they argue in front of us on TV, and then they go have dinners and drinks and vodka and enjoy laughter because they're gaming the system, and we need to wake up and understand that. Who's our
Absolutely.
Enemy? Who's your true enemy? It's the lying politicians. It's the Bank of London. It's the Vatican. It's the religious system. It's all these things that want you to stay slaves, that want us to be slaves.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you, think about it. We say we're free, but we work 40 hours a week. we work 700 hours of overtime a year. And then we get old enough to retire, and 3 years later you're dead. Come on now. We need to be free by fighting the system with knowledge, with voting, and understand what the system actually is. That satanic Charles, I pray that the crown is never put upon his head. And probably you've been saying it, and a lot of other people have been saying it, the shaking, some things are going to happen. And quite frankly, I'm ready for it. I got my raincoat on, got my umbrella ready for the storm, got my boots, got my stick so I don't fall when the ground starts shaking. I'm ready. I'm ready for it to shake because it can't stay the way it is. And the wealth of the wicked is still laid up in store for the just. There still has to be a financial, not the Federal Reserve trying to implement central bank digital currency where every financial transaction you do will go through them and then to the person you pay, meaning they have access to everything you do. Everything you do will be monitored if they are allowed to do this. And then that means that if it's monitored and they don't like it, they can shut off the transaction. Think about that. He causes all. He controls all. Think about that, Saints. We got to wake up, and then we got to fight. We got to vote. And you said it about the Biden. I don't call him Joe Biden. See, people, y'all think it's a conspiracy theory, but you got to study. You got to study how he looked before. And this mass person that they wheel out before you, prophet said clone. Yeah, some of them are. I don't pray for Biden and Kamala. I don't pray for fraud. I don't pray for fraudulent individuals to have success. Why would I pray for somebody that's trying to kill me to have success?
Yep.
Why would I pray for someone that wants to destroy the Constitution, which is the document that is supposed to keep the government from overstepping its bounds into my life of freedom? That's what it's all about. The Second Amendment was not meant for me to go hunting deer. The Founding Fathers implemented the Second Amendment so that you could have a First Amendment, so you can talk, so you can assemble, so you can have church. So the government can't stop that. It was meant for you to have power against a tyrannical government. Now, even Yahushua, Jesus told the disciples to sell your coat and go buy a sword because you're going to have to fight for your freedom so that this can be established. There's a time and place for all things. Solomon said it. There's a time and place for all things. Men and women of the Most High, we want to live in peace, but sometimes in order to live in peace, you got to show yourself to be strong.
Absolutely.
That's all. The British crown is the devil. We understand that Prince Charles, he is the great-great-grandson of, check this out, y'all, I believe his name is Dracula. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Research it. Dracula, now, come on now. Yeah, the blood suckers.
Yeah.
It's out there.
Ancient. Yeah.
Yeah. You talk about ancient bloodlines and spirits. Look, God allows certain people to be, I said this before, he allows certain people to remain alive in this earth of today so that he can pay them back to their face for what they did to our ancestors.
Absolutely.
Some bloodlines are still in power. It's temporary. It's still alive.
That is.
God is faithful. He said sovereign. He's sovereign over the affairs of man, and he don't forget. And he will wait 5 generations before he pay back if it be necessary. Saints of the Most
Absolutely.
High, our ex-slave masters, the ex-Khazarian Jews that brought us over here, and some of us were already here as Native Americans. They enslaved us, whether we were on this continent or brought over on the boats, as spoken about, I believe, in the book of Deuteronomy, you know, cast away in ships. That's us, y'all. That's the Hebrew. Think about that. It's time for us to understand. We belong. We are a royal priesthood. We are a chosen generation.
Yeah.
And we've lost our value, and our sons and daughters don't know who they are, and that's why they're killing each other. The white man ain't got to kill nobody no more. Well, he did it. He did it with the freedom. He did it with the music. He did it with the few dollars that he gave some to show up on videos with guns and to hit that low vibration frequency so our sons and daughters can bob their head and that spirit can get in them and they'll be willing to kill each other. That look just like them.
That's exactly true.
We got to break the spell, y'all. Break the spell. Break the spell.
Absolutely.
I refuse to go along with a tyrannical government. Yep, the scripture says, obey them that have the rule, and it's talking about the law. Well, what's the law? The law is the Constitution. If you go against the Constitution, you're going against the law. So if you're going against the Constitution, why should I follow you? Why should I obey
Absolutely.
You if you're going against the documentation that says it should be thus and so? You are not disobeying if you're disobeying what's not constitutional. That's all.
So true.
I didn't say the wrong thing.
No, you said the right thing.
All right. God bless y'all. Thanks for letting me say something.
You're welcome, man of God. Bless you on today. And Walter Cronkite used to say something when he ended his news reporting before he retired. I believe it was 79. He said, and that's the way it is. We have to know what is done, what is betrayed, and what is given to us. And if you're watching the United States map of America, the colonial system, which is the District of Columbia, rule all of the other 50 states. They rule. That's why they're a district, sovereign city, D.C. Look at how it's made. D.C. is, this Washington, D.C. is made of every monument, ancient monument. From Lincoln Memorial to whatever the other symbol is, all part of the Masonic symbol in order. So it is dominated by the colonial system. That's what you see the 13, those states are colonial ran. Yeah.
It's actually foreign land. DC is actually foreign territory. That's why they fenced it up when they fenced it up. It was to protect it from we the people, because it's literally foreign territory, just like the Vatican and the Bank of London. It's foreign. DC,
yep.
Washington DC is foreign territory. It's like we have Guantanamo Bay in Cuba that belongs to America. The American flag flies there. Even though you see the American flag in D.C., it is literally foreign territory. That's all.
Absolutely. That's it. And when they were trying to make it a state, because Jesse Jackson was trying to do that because he wanted to run for the senator, make D.C. a state, they overruled it. They fought against it. Yeah. The power that be. Marion Barry was trying to do things, and they caught him up in a drug thing in the House and changed him. And other mayors, because most of those have been black mayors, and all around the D.C. area, it's heavily guarded. The White House is in the middle Congress. United States Congress, they have the White House, the Senate, all of them in that order, in the midst. Airspace, You're limited to airspace, even when you come into that island or that country. The Potomac, man, just imagine how many people is in the Potomac now. Centuries. But we, the people, are coming into the knowledge of understanding, and truth is being revealed. Truth is being revealed. Yeah. The truth is coming out. The one pope now, you know, they had two of them before December 31st, Benedict. Then you have this pope who was caught up with a lot of stuff. He was the pope in Argentina. He's an Argentinian archbishop in Argentina. All of these things are here. That will be short-lived too. Anyone else have a question? You're getting some knowledge. I'll take your notes today. You're grabbing the information. Mother Sydney, we're keeping our leaders in prayer. That's why you see leaders are leaving.
Man.
I pray for Jamie Foxx and Jesse Jackson, Jimmy Carter, Carol Burnett. Boom, boom, boom. Watching the rippling effect of many things happening. Yeah. Harry Belafonte before his family. We are in it. Look at poor Tiger Woods. The rise and fall, told itself, got in that world with them. And they proved to him, you will never supersede us. Yeah. You get in that power. And compromise yourself. It's a cost to be at that table. You're not willing to take the fingerprint or the cup of Jesus. So what is it? Son of perdition. Drink of this cup. Yeah. Knowledge is power, saints of God. We're just releasing it to you so you can be aware of it and know what's here. Know and understand what is at stake? The meaning of the mind. It is. Queen Elizabeth got the notice. Catholic Church gets the notice. World system. The Rothschild. Rockefeller. Other noble families. Understand it. Those guys, and we buy into the materialistic things of life. We buy into the materialistic things because we're known as emotional people. We're rhythmic. Cannot be copied or duplicated. But if we make all of your sons in basketball, we mix their blood. That even talk about that, even what I shared today, shared with you, some of you have sent out yesterday. We get that blood in you, then we can have the lighter children that are mixed. Yeah. You have to know who we are in the kingdom of God. And then the rest, we create an identity crisis for the women, and we have an identity crisis for the men, because most of them don't have a father in their home, so they take on feminine traits. They're not strong. They won't stand up. They won't be bold. And then the ones who are really strong, we have to really pray for those leaders because they're so distracted with perverted spirits. The enemy bring everything around them so it won't wear them down. So you don't want to be worn out by the thing. All right, we're in the 8 o'clock hour, 9 a.m. in the Eastern time zone, 9:11 in the Eastern time zone, 8:11 in the Central time zone. And maybe 1 minute before that, 8:10, now it's 8:11 and 9:11 in Eastern time zone. So if you're in Eastern time zone, you're looking at 9:11. If you're in the Central time zone, you're looking at 8:11. 7 in the Mountain and 6:11 in the Pacific. So those of you who are joining us in Pacific, Sister Marjorie, Latoya out there, you all are joining us in y'all time zone where you are at. Bless you on today. It's a powerful morning out there. Latoya, you be hanging in here with us. Hanging in here, woman of God. Thank you so much. Sister Marjorie, thank you as well, too. God is good. And for those who are asking a question, because I think oftentimes when we start sharing, Mother Sydney, people don't understand this is all spiritual. This is so they can know what's going on spiritually, so you won't be fooled. We give you the scripture. We take you into the word. We bring the truth into you. We release what you need so you can understand what's getting ready to happen this coming Saturday in this counterfeit event. But people are celebrating it because for them, it's part of their celebration. It's part of their colonials, it's part of what they do. Yeah. So, verse 14 of Genesis 1. And God said, let there be.